The World This Week. Business.
America's Justice Department announced a broad antitrust review of the market power of online platforms in search, social media, and retailing that increases the pressure on Amazon, Apple, Facebook, and Google to improve their behavior as the calls from some Democrats to break up those companies grow louder during the election season.
Meanwhile, the Federal Trade Commission confirmed that it is slapping Facebook with a $5 billion fine for violating privacy. It ordered Facebook to change its attitude to privacy from the corporate board level down and introduce mechanisms that make its executives accountable for decisions on privacy. The firm disclosed that the FTC has launched a separate antitrust investigation into its practices.
Boeing's quarterly net loss of $2.9 billion was its biggest ever. The aerospace company recently disclosed an after-tax charge of $4.9 billion in connection with the worldwide grounding of its 737 MAX airliner following two fatal crashes.
Carl Icahn, an activist investor, stepped up his attack on Occidental's offer to take over a rival oil company, Anadarko, calling it a travesty. Mr. Icahn holds a 4.4% stake in Occidental and has nominated a slate of directors to sit on the company's board. He has been highly critical of Warren Buffett's backing of Occidental's bid, which includes putting $10 billion towards its financing.
Soon after ditching an IPO of its Asian business, which would have been the world's most valuable stock market flotation this year, Anheuser-Busch InBev agreed to sell its Australian brewing division to Asahi, a Japanese beer maker, for $11.3 billion. The world's biggest brewer still intends eventually to list its Asian assets. It needs the money to pay down the huge debt pile it amassed during a takeover binge.
The IMF lowered its forecast of global growth this year to 3.2%, which would be the weakest in a decade. In its latest outlook, the fund described the world economy as subdued. It is specifically concerned about trade and technology tensions between America and China and the prospect of Britain leaving the EU without a deal. Still, the IMF expects British GDP to grow by 1.3% this year, slightly above its previous projection in April. It sharply downgraded its growth forecasts for many emerging economies, notably Brazil, Mexico, and South Africa.